aware of these activities of this vision, you will probably see a glimpse of it, a sample of it, what Dr. Sengar is going to talk about. Some of us have the opportunity to collaborate with them, so we do know very specialized skills and experiences that this division handles. Of course, while the major application comes from the programs of ERC, but they also involve connections of societal and other applications. So one such talk today we have on indigenous robotics, instruments and machine vision in biomedical and scientific research. So this is apparently on more of the tool that is required for specifically on biology and medical research. A few words about Ratnesh. He did his B.Tech in electrical engineering with honors from Hartford Butler Technological Institute. We have been talking about this in Kanpur. Apparently, this is one of the oldest institute, and much before the IIT Kanpur itself was kind of set up, it was there, and it seems it is well known for chemical technology but also has other fields of engineering. And he did his PhD in engineering sciences from HBNA later in Mumbai, and he did actually his PhD from IIT Bombay Electrical Department. And he joined the division of DRHR way back in 2000. In his major activities are prominently related to image based automation, and the keywords are there at the bottom, for biomedical and scientific instruments. So he is associated with the indigenous development of micro RIR system for making DNA microarrays, spot picker robot for proteomics, biochip reader for early diagnosis of diseases, protein crystal imaging system for monitoring of protein crystal growth and automation in a beamline for high energy physics application. So these are some of the areas in which Ratnesh worked. And he was the recipient of the Department of Atomic Energy, that is DAE, Young Engineer Award in 2007. And also the Technical Excellence Award way back in 2011 for indigenous development of biomedical robotics instrument, about which mostly is going to speak. Here it is.
Good evening to all. Actually, my topic is this indigenous robotic instruments and machine vision in biomedical and scientific research. Basically, I will give a brief of the some biological aspects related to, means whatever we are using the this robotic tools and the machine vision techniques in the biomedical instruments. So, but I am not a biologist, so I don't have too much knowledge in the biology side, but whatever techniques is used in this biomedical fields and whatever tools are there. So we have developed some indigenous instruments in the biomedical field and scientific research. So why advancement of robotics and image processing techniques in biomedical and scientific research areas are required? Basically, in scientific data, there are very huge and complex data are there. So it is very difficult to interpret this raw data in the efficient form. So how this how to interpret this raw data in useful form for diagnostic and for the scientific research. So in image processing techniques, we emphasis on the different type of the modeling and their associated algorithms, AI techniques for better visualization, improved resolution, and to improve the signal to noise ratio, and classify the different features in the biomedical and scientific areas. And in robotic system, we provide the automation for high throughput analysis, and also it reduces the man-made error. So this is our robotic tools, and this is the techniques used in this biomedical area. So why we are developing we have developed so many indigenous developments in this biomedical and scientific areas. So motivation comes from because this scientific instruments or biomedical instruments, they are very the imported instruments are very costly, and non availability of the high precise medical and scientific instruments, and the maintenance cost of the these imported instruments is very high. Actually, I visited in this CCMB lab, one instrument was there. So this instrument was costly around 1.5 crores, but some little problem was there, some misalignment problem was there, but it is not working since means last 2 to 3 years. So the motivations came from there. How do we develop the indigenous biomedical instruments in India at affordable cost? So our main aim or our main challenges is to develop the low cost import substitute instruments in India at affordable cost, and to develop the novel image processing techniques and the robotic tool in that area at affordable cost. So to meet that challenges, so BRC has indigenously developed the so many robotic instruments with inbuilt image processing techniques and AI techniques. So this first one is our indigenous instrument is spot picker robot for proteomics, and the second one is the DNA microarray system for making the DNA microarrays or protein microarrays, and third one is the biochip reader for early detection of the diseases. Fourth one is the fluorescence based system for FET analysis of the protein, and next one is protein crystal imaging system for to monitor the protein crystal growth, and next one is this automated beam line system for accelerators, and this last one is Bhavatron for treatment of the localized cancer treatment for this cancer patient. And these instruments provide great insight into the different biological and scientific process for this societal benefits. So actually these first three systems build a biochip. BRC has developed a biochip for early diagnosis of the diseases. So this the process of the development of this biochip is in the three stages. First, to require a biomarkers. Some biomarkers is required for diagnosis of the diseases. So if we have a lot of biomarkers for particular specific disease, then we can diagnose the disease in very early stages. So this spot picker robotic system we have developed here to find invent the new biomarker for specific diseases. And when we got a biomarkers, these are very costly. So we this biomarkers these biomarkers put on a one glass surface or in a membrane surface in a very high density, and in put in very microscopic quantities, because these biomarkers are very costly. So for dispensing these microarrays on the glass surface or the membrane surface, we developed this microarray system. And so this micro system also provides some automation on producing this biochip. So means after dispensing on these biomarkers, our reference biochip is ready for the patient sample. And in the last stage, when this reference biochip is there, we take a patient sample and hybridize with this reference chip with this patient sample, and after that this chip is to scan this chip in the bio reader. So this is the process, means this is the full automated process we have developed in BARC and delivered this system at Radiation Medicine Center Parel. So now this system is in under clinical use. So now first our this spot picker robotic system for proteomics. Why we go for this proteomics? Right now people are working on the proteomics instead of the genome, because this protein is the end product of the genome. So it is having more functionality and more kinematics is there. So people are developing, means researchers are developing the this protein chip instead of the this DNA chip. So in spot picker robotic system, some challenges are there. Actually, in the robotic system, we find out the first challenge is to detect the two protein spot in the 2D gel area, and the next step is to excise that particular protein spot from this 2D gel area and transfer into the well plate for mass spectroscopy. So here the two challenges are there: to detect the two protein spots, and next to how to automate these protein spot into the well. So basically, in proteomics means how to this electrophoresis process is come. This actually I want to separate the this protein from the cells. So this one electrophoresis process is there. This process separate the protein from the cell. So in the first dimension, when we apply the force, then based on the charge, how much charge in the particular proteins is there. So it is located on the 2D cell in the linear way. This is in the first dimension. And in the second dimension, we applied electric force, then according to the mass, how much mass is there. So then it becomes it circular. So according to the charge and mass, this protein are separated into the 2D gel space. But this electrophoresis is generate a lot of the, because it is the nonlinear process, so it generates the different type of noise in the 2D electrophoresis gel. So some challenges are there to detect the two protein spots, because in this 2D gel we are more interested in the new protein, because we are developing the find out the new biomarkers. So when we take a new cell and take a electrophoresis, and this all proteins are separated in the 2D gel, and this gel compare with the earlier database gel, and compare means which one is the new protein. So I found out our main aim to find out the new protein, but mostly contrast protein spots are more visible. So already these are in the database. So our main aim to find out the new protein is the faint protein spot, which is not in the earlier database. So so main challenge is how to detect these faint spots in the 2D gel. So due to the non-linearity process in the electrophoresis gel, some problems in the 2D gel is coming. This uneven background and streaks, vertical streaks and horizontal streaks, overlap spots and saturated spots, faint spots and artificial spots, large and unstructured variation in spot intensity and size. This shows means the statistics of our this statistics of this image, means statistics of collective pixels is not constant in the space. So basically, this 2D gel images are the example of the non-stationary images. So how to tackle these non-stationary images, how to process these non-stationary images in image processing techniques? So non-stationary signal means the instant frequency is changed with the time. So if you go for the Fourier transform, so you can get only the Fourier response of the signal, but you are not getting in which time which signal is there. So how to tackle this problem? So we have used this wavelet transform, and it is a good tool for the non-stationary signals, because here the statistics of the individual pixel or collective pixel is changing in space. So basically, this wavelet is a mathematical tool, and it is a some scale and translation version of a fixed function, and it localized in the Bode domain. in both time and space, or space and the frequency domain. And this problem cannot be solved in the spatial domain or in the frequency domain alone. So we have used the wavelet transform to solve this, to extract the faint spots in this 2D gel. So this wavelet provides the effective suppression of noise without erasing the important details. So basically, these wavelets are two types. One is the separable wavelets and other one is the non-separable wavelets. In separable wavelet is the extension of the 1D dimension of the, means the tensor product of the 1D. So basically, in the separable wavelets, we can extract the information in a one direction only. So if 2D image is there, so we can extract the information in X direction or Y direction, or in the third, we can resultant of the XY. So we are not extracting the direction in between, means in between XY, how much means what is the information is there, we not extracting. So that's why we go for the non-separable wavelet transform. In non-separable wavelet transform, it is a more isotropic and it provides the more directional information, because here the sampling is used in the lattice form. So the filter bank choose in this way. So here diamond shape filters can be choose to extract the this faint spot in the in the 2D gel. So these our results, we have already published these results, and this is the original image and this is the noisy image, and this is denoised with coplet, and this coplet is a separable wavelet. But here this sharp features of this signal has blurred. But if you, this is a non-separable wavelet, if you see the this in the corners of these features, we have preserved the all features in this non-separable wavelet domain. And also we have compared this our method with the this commercial software is there. So our method is outperformed with this commercial software, and we have published this these results. Mean more true, means we are getting the more true 14 spots. If you, this is a means delta 2D commercial software we have compared. So here this threshold is there. In our method, one single threshold is there. Here to in the commercial software, you optimize the threshold value. If you, the threshold value is low, then you get a more false 14 spots.
If you take a known mixture of proteins, let us say 50 proteins.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Did you do some kind of calibration like that?
No. Actually, already we know that means basically this protein is the circular shape. So already we have know the means dynamics of that protein. So accordingly, we have calculated the threshold value.
I understand. But
yeah.
You're talking about one protein, but this protein is, let's say,
different. Different means different size is there,
correct.
Different shape is there. So accordingly, we have trained our algorithms to adapt this type of the problems. So we have compared these other this commercial software there. So the our method means in mostly we find the more true protein spots in our methods. So this is our full system is there. So this is segment out the proteins and generate the XY coordinate in the image plane. Just complete this movie. And select the protein, particular protein, and this image, convert this image plane into the robotic plane. And then robot will go. This is ultrasonic cleaner is there. First clean the pin tip to remove the contamination of the pin tip. And this cutting tool also we have developed in BRC only. So it cuts very precise that particular protein. So it cut it very precisely, as you can see in that image. And deliver this protein in the well plate. So one by one, then again it go for the ultrasonic cleaning to remove the contamination and pick the other protein spots. So here identification of the protein and precise excision. So we have developed the tool for this precise excision and developed the techniques for true protein identification. Just you see this means how it accurately means this our robotic system is more accurate, means around the accuracy of this system is around 10 micron.
This
process,
robotic instrument
required.
Actually,
what
I'm saying, it is done manually. Manual doing is not sufficient. Robotic, where I apply, where more precision, etc., is required. Robotics, there I will apply. In this particular type of job, do you require really robotics?
Actually, we are screening the large number of the proteins. That's why automation is required. Because when we run the 1,000 of the 2 digital samples, then we get a maybe get or one protein sample or not. So in a day, means more than 1,000 samples are processing by this instrument. Yeah. After imaging and segmentation of that particular spots,
so
protein.
We can adjust the threshold of the intensity?
No, already means we have already select the means select the means we have choose one single threshold. So accordingly means the already tell this dynamics of the protein already means train the our algorithm to adopt that particular spots only. No. We can our algorithm in this way train. We can also means our main aim is to find out the protein. Means mostly exposed proteins are means are earlier in the database. So our main aim to find out the failed protein spots. So our algorithm is more powerful in the failed protein spots. Means already segmented the exposed protein spots already means already in the database. So we don't interested in that protein spots. Our main aim to find out the new biomarkers. So if new proteins are there, then we are interested only that new protein. And this after transferring these all the proteins in the well plate, then this well plate go for the mass spectroscopy. So and that mass spectroscopy to find out the how much charge and how much molecular weight are there to validate means this is protein or not protein. Adaptive.
In your case, it is adaptive. Because you also mentioned about the commercial one, which is adaptive.
Not adaptive. So you optimize that threshold value.
So I think the question that Dr. just now asked is, so you prefixed already the threshold. So then you said, for example, I can kind of recognize the faint spots. But if you do too low a threshold, you would also may have the other problem of saturated.
Correct.
So therefore, I think the question is.
In our algorithm, we means already optimized in the algorithm.
Okay. It's a dynamic.
Dynamic means this is our means adaptive threshold. I have developed in our algorithm means adaptive to train that threshold depends on the means dynamic of the protein. So this is the first step of the biochip means biomarkers means now how to these biomarkers place in the glass surface. Earlier this people are working in the this mostly in DNA chip. So mostly DNAs are there. So we print the DNA on the glass surfaces in very high density, and because these markers are very costly. So and put a very high density in microscopic quantities. So first we have developed this. We have developed two type of the microarray. One is the contact type printing, and second one is the non-contact printing. In contact printing, just we pick up the solution by capillary action and transfer this solution to touch the glass surface by tension. Properties of the in this second system non-contact printing, here actually the surface is used membrane, polycarbonate membrane, because they develop a novel substrate by the this radiation measurement center. So here the protein binding is very high. So they use the this membrane surface to pin these biomarkers. So when we go for in the this membrane surface, then this non this contact printing is not working because it rupture the membrane. So then go for this non contact printing. So here the dispenser, this dispenser is the piezo based. We have developed indigenous this also, we have developed this robotic system also, we have developed, and also we have developed this pico dispenser. Here we can print in few picoliters, means you could not see the normal eyes. So this is the print of the glass surface, and this is the print in the membrane surface. So these the two type of the system we have, and this we have delivered in the microbiology division in BRC, and one is the RMC Parel, and this technology is transferred to the private company for commercialization. So this is contact based printing. So here also this ultrasonic cleaner is there to remove the contamination, and after cleaning the this pin tip, in the pin tip here this slit is there, 60 micron slit is there to pick up the solution by capillary action. But this is the dryer to dry the pins, and after go to the bell plate to pick up the solution, because this array system to produce the mass number of the this bio chip or DNA chip. So that's why this automation is required. So because this is the reference sample for the bio chip, so that is the mass number is required. So our and the size of the dot is around 150 micron here. Because for same sample two dots are required for validation, means it is correct or not correct. Two different places. So we store the in which sample, in which location we are storing that database, maintaining the database, and pick the means 75 slides are there. So print means same sample print on the all slides and go for the next well plate and pick the next solution. And this in the second one, non-contact printing, because the solution amount in the picoliter amount, so some imaging technique is required for validation, means how to this means it actually this falling of the means it falling the droplet or not, means how to validate means is drop is falling or not. So we have developed the one imaging technique to image the this falling droplet. So this is our imaging system is there, and this is one we have developed one optics where the field of view is very small, so very low resolution camera you can use for this. And this is our light source, and this is our LED light source is there for it provides the uniform lightning. And here we have used the stroboscopic effect, so this uniform light source is synchronized with the falling droplet. So how to synchronize this LED with the falling droplet? So and this falling droplet is controlled by this piezo dispenser. So the frequency of this light is this, and the means when we actuate this piezo after some delay, because it takes some time from dispensing to come in this place, so some time is there, so that is the some delay is there to synchronize. So this is the few picoliter amount solution is there, and we are capturing that amount. So this strobic effect provides the stable image. There is no blur in the images. So this is the biochip array, means non-contact printing similar to the earlier one, but here the it is not touch the surface. And this is go for validation, means because the size of the dot is few picoliters. And this is the third stage of this biochip. We have a reference biochip and how to use this reference biochip. So we take a patient sample and this patient sample hybridized with this reference chip. In the reference chip, some biomarkers are there. Basically, this RMC, this radiation medicine center, are working on the thyroid cancer related hormones. So basically, here thyroid biomarkers are there in on the chips. So we take a sample and hybridize this chip. So after hybridization, to read that signal, means in which location this patient sample is bind and how much intensity of that of the particular binding sample is there. So these two points, two things. Hybridization, because some bonding is there, some hydrogen, because if you take a DNA, DNA is a complement, basically it is the bind with the complements of the acids. So one helical structure is there and other helical structure is the complement of this, and this binding is the due to hydrogen bonding, and this hydrogen bonding is very light. So if we heat at particular temperature, so this helical structure will break in a single strand. So in DNA chip, just we put a strand of the some gene sequence, and this represent a particular disease. So when this is a when in the patient sample, if this sequence is present in the patient sample, then if in hybridization sample some temperature is required, then it again it bind that particular single and some light up. So here means we have developed this full this scanner, and this is very compact scanner is there. In a lab you have seen this, the scanner is very large size is there, but we have developed very compact size of scanner is there. But here challenge is means actually when we how to read this signal from the biochip. So some laser is required, means monochromatic source is required at a particular, means which dye is tagged with the patient sample. So when we excite that particular sample, then emit some signal. So the sample, when we excited that particular sample, it is in a microjoule. When it emit, then it is in nanojoule. So it is very low energy signal is there. So how to capture this signal and quantify that signal? So here we have again applied some image processing techniques to extract the low energy signals, because lot of the noise is there, photon noise is there, background noise, non-specific binding, autofluorescence, excitation light noise is there, biochemical noise is there, dark current noise is there, and this signal is low SNR. Low SNR signal means this is the 5 dB signal is there. So mostly in the signal noise is there. So how to extract the signal from the noisy background? So we have used some wavelet and anisotropic diffusion based algorithm we have used to capture this fluorescent signal and quantify for the diagnosis. So these are features of our this biochip reader. This is capable of generating high resolution fluorescent images of 6 micrometer. Image processing algorithm for discriminating a few fluorescent images signal from the background. Powerful spot finding algorithm, spot for integrating and processing the data from the biochip, data quantification and analysis report. This is the simulated result. This is the actual result with the patient sample. Here this binding is there. In this sample there is no binding is there. Correct.
Or in the patient sample, maybe there is some mutations.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, what extent of binding do you
हाँ तो एक्चुअली दिस मींस क्वांटिफिकेशन ऑफ दिस लाइट मींस दिस फ्लोरेसेंस सिग्नल डन बाय द बायोलॉजिस्ट ओनली दे विल टेल मींस इन विच इंटेंसिटी वैल्यू दे विल द मींस दे विल मींस टेक अ मींस बाइंड विद द पेशेंट सैंपल और नॉट सो दे विल दिस बायोलॉजिस्ट विल डिसाइड वी दस वी क्वांटिफाई दैट सिग्नल दिस इज द सिग्नल एंड दिस द इंटेंसिटी ऑफ द सिग्नल इज दिस सो दे विल वैलिडेट मतलब दिस इज द मींस एग्जैक्ट बाइंडिंग इज देयर और नॉट नहीं वैलिडेशन इज देयर वैलिड मीन्स फाइनली वैलिडेशन डन बाय द डॉक्टर्स और द बायोलॉजिस्ट हाँ दे विल डिसाइड मीन्स इट इज मीन्स हेयर इट इज बाइंडिंग बायोलॉजिस्ट डिसाइड नो दिस मार्कर मीन्स दिस पेशेंट हैव मीन्स सम कैंसरस सेल विच इज बाइंडिंग हेयर so already we have explained the process of this formation of the biochip so first to find out the biomarkers if we have a more number of the biomarkers then we can detection of the disease in the very early stage so the research in the marker side is going on so that's why we have developed this Spopica robotic system for automation and And this is for arraying, and this is the our reader. And next, also we have developed this fluorescence-based system for FRET analysis of the protein. Actually, this FRET also we have developed in the same principle of this biochip reader. This also we have developed this FRET instruments. जो है in the FRET analysis we can analyze the structure of the protein and dynamics of the protein and interaction between the protein how much interaction between the two different proteins are there we can means how much binding is there so based on this principle we can analyze the hair biopsy sample so this FRET can be used in the to analyze the biopsy sample or we develop in the also this FRET system can be used to develop the novel drugs so how to analyze this biopsy signal in this FRET analysis because in the FRET this FRET means this fluorescence resonance energy transfer so here one donor is there and other one is the acceptor is there so this donor just like a this donor is a biopsy sample means cell of the cancerous cell and this A is a marker of that particular cancer cell so when we excite this sample so the excitation if this excitation energy is bind with this acceptor cell means then it confirm this biopsy sample is a cancer cell so in the FRET system we can analyze the biopsy sample and in case of the drugs if here some known means some proteins is there which is specific for the particular disease so here also we use some protein and take means how much bind if this protein is binding too much to the acceptor then it will show ki means this drug is suitable for the particular drug so here in this system we have indigenously developed the FRET microscope with suitable light source and collimating optics for excitation of genetically encoded fluorescent labels and we have also developed some image acquisition module and pre-processing algorithms for visualization and quantification of captured FRET signal for studies of the protein function and also we can develop the here the we have developed the some fluorescent dye in fluorescent dye when we excitation wavelength is 488 for FIDC and the emission wavelength is around 510 so the difference of the gap is very low very small but in the right now people are using gold nanoparticle this means upcoming phosphorus are using so here this the wavelength is low excitation wavelength is low when emit then the wavelength is high means the energy wavelength is high means energy is low but in upcoming phosphorus the when we excite that very low energy, and when it emit a very high energy. So when it excite with higher wavelength and it emit in the lower wavelength. So people are using this upcoming phosphor for diagnosis the diseases or in the fat. This is our protein crystallography robotic imaging system. This is a system to monitor the protein crystal growth, to capture the to imaging the different crystallization steps in the 96 well or 384 well is there. So we monitoring the crystal growth, and also we characterizing the formation of the crystal stage. Different crystal stages also we are characterizing by using our this image processing algorithms and AI techniques here. So in this system also some image processing challenges are there. Actually we are growing the crystal in the 2 mm oil. So in 2 mm oil, numbers of the means so in the single drop we are growing the so many crystals. So it is lying in the different depth of the crystals. So some limitation of the limitation depth of focus in the optical lens. So we cannot capture in a single focus, we cannot capture all the crystals. So we need to capture the stack of the images and fuse that images. And so for fusion we have used the wavelet and the guided filter used to fuse that means all the crystal and show in a single shot. So this is our full protein crystallography crystal imaging system. So we have this system also we have necessarily developed in BRC. Just you see means in a single drop in one height some crystals are there. And in different height some other crystals are there. So again in the next crystal, some crystals is in the boundary. And the size of the crystal is few 10 to 20 microns, size of these crystals are. So basically this system is used for to develop a full diffracting single crystal, and after that this single crystal go for X-ray diffraction to find out the microstructure of the proteins, and this is also helpful for developing the novel drugs. So this system is we are going to deliver in RRCAD Indore, and one system is required in the our BRC lab.
So what is the detector in this thing?
We have developed a microscope. This is zoom lens is there, and we have interface, one motor is there. This is one motor, this.
The readout, how is the readout then?
So camera is mounted here.
So it gives basically the digital output.
Digital output is there. So this motor will provide the different height, means automated. Basically you can say the
optical.
So basically this is the means automate the z-axis, means automate the this means lens height, so then we can get the different height of the optical lens. And we have developed this automated beam alignment system. Basically this is X-ray beam alignment system for the accelerators. So this beam line alignment is a prerequisite for fast and accurate data collection at protein crystallography beamline. Basically, we have developed full automated beamline alignment system. So first means basically what is the aim of in the beamline system? Means to find out the center of the beam, where the center is, center of the beam is there. So this is one part. This is here BPM, basically beam position monitoring is there. So how to capture this beam? This beam is captured by 2D scintillator crystal is there, and here we put the one imaging system. So with the help of scintillator and imaging system, we are capturing the beam, and using this image processing technique, we generate the beam profile. Means beam, we generate the beam parameters. Means what centroid, minor axis, major axis, and when we generate these beam parameters, and this beam parameter is coupled with the slit motors. Here four slit motors are there for the automated alignment. So we can adjust the differential adjustment of the slit, and also we can adjust the automated aperture of the slit for required for specific size of the requirement. Because in protein crystallography beam means some few 20 micron beam is required. So just to feed it means 20 micron. So this full system will automate give the that size of the beam. So earlier people are doing manually. Because this BPM is just to capture, and here some wire, tungsten wire is there. So tracking the beam by phosphor, measuring the this phosphor current and generate the beam profile. And manually they set the this slit arrangement. So taking around 10 to 15 minutes for the beam alignment system. In our system, this alignment take around 2 to 3 minutes. So in between whatever data loss there, so we can maintain that data.
This system, automatic alignment system.
Yes, sir.
First year or suppose in CERN, I don't know.
But in India, we have developed first this automated machines. The fully automated alignment is there.
But in other laboratories, it is there.
In outside, in our outside the country, this automated system is there. But in India, there is full automated machine is not there. So with the people, with the help of this scintillator crystal and this imaging system, we can provide the fully automated system. We can provide the feedback, means this image parameter used as a feedback for the slit motors. So this is the our means how to calculate the beam parameters. So these algorithms we have, Gaussian fitting algorithm is used. And this last project is, this is our teletherapy machine to treatment for the localized cancer. So this Bhavatron is an isocentric external beam radiation therapy machine, and it is designed for treatment of localized cancer and it localized cancer, and it uses radioactive cobalt 60 isotope as the source of radiation. And this machine means more than 80 units are operational in India or outside the India. So earlier some safety features in this new in Bhavatron 1 and compared to this Bhavatron 2, in Bhavatron 2 some safety features are there, and it is based on multi-leaf collimators. So in earlier machine you can treat the only regular shape of the tumor, but in that machine multi-leaf collimator is there, so you can irregular shape also can treat there. So now we can conclude our talk. In this way, we are providing innovative solution to address robotic and machine vision challenges of dedicated application in different areas, biological application, scientific application, and basically these instruments are being developed as import substitution at low cost. Main our aim is this only. So whatever all indigenous instruments are developed in this is first time in India, whatever we have developed these biomedical instruments. So,
is Bhavatron being used at only government institutions or private? Anybody?
In private hospitals also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you very much for the nice summary of your presentation. I guess there might be some more questions. beam alignment. I don't know if there is somebody from electron.